Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
For that. All right, with that said, let's get to Drop of the Week. Always have some fun on Fridays with Drop of the Week. Hallelujah.
It's the Drop.
Krzyzewski.
Of the Week.
Did it fall? All right, Drop of the Week. You know, a lot of guests this week commenting on the NFC Championship victory and obviously moving ahead to the Super Bowl. I'm guessing some of those are in Drop of the Week. Drop of the Week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Valentine's Destination. Seltzer, what are we looking at this week?
All right, let's dive in. You just mentioned it. One of them, one of our guests this week, Seth Joyner, he had made waves last week calling a dominant victory over Washington, and boy, was he right. Here was Seth talking a little bit about Joe Witt and what he should do after that win.
I smell fear, Joe Witt Jr. That's what I smell. When a coach comes out and says something like that, John, midweek, I smell fear. Because what you didn't want Jalen to do is run the football that helps open up the Saquon.
Sure did.
And opens up everything else. So if he just sits there in that pocket like a scared little duck, it makes your job easier. Take your ass back to D.C.
Love it.
That was good. That's very good. The end made it. You know, the end was the key.
Key part. Exactly. I had to lead into it. All right, let's keep it rolling. We started the week, very first call of the week, our guy Tom in Dover giving us starting the week the right way with an Eagles.
Let's get to Tom in Dover kicking us off. Yo, Tom! That's right, Tommy. That's how you do.
That's that's how you do in there, Derek.
Very strong.
All right. This is up there with my favorite things for the week. This might win for me. Jordan Davis. We played the audio of Jordan Davis after the game on the field. And just this end part, this last 10 seconds of it, really stood out because Jordan Davis is making it very clear after the win against Washington that they're not done yet.
And it's just the way we go, man. It's the way we go, and it's the way we have to keep going. It got one more. It's one more. It's one more. It's one more. One more. That's all you got to say is one more. John's not finished. We're excited. We're going to savor it, but we got one more to play.
Yeah, that's strong, man.
Strong, man.
For this week, during a bye week in particular, to keep that focus, you know, as he said, obviously, you know, at the end of the last game, that's very, very strong.
All right, let's keep it rolling, Joe. You've brought this up before in the past. This year, you brought it up directly to Brandon Graham. And all I know is if they win and they lift Sirianni up off the ground, it's because of this freaking show. Here's the interaction with Brandon Graham.
You may remember when we were kids, NFL Super Bowl winning coaches used to be carried off the field. Coach wins, lift him up, carry him to center midfield, lower him to shake the hand of the opposing coach who's the loser. I am telling you, I think Nick deserves it if you guys win. And I'm just encouraging you to consider it, man, because I think it would be a phenomenal visual, especially with how hard the town was on Nick.
Hey, man. Let's go do it.
Let's go do it.
Yeah.
Let's go do it.
I love that.
It would be a great thing if it happened. And not about our show. Nick does deserve it. And I did think, independent of it being an Eagles thing, if it happens this time, it was a cool tradition. I have no idea why it stopped.
Can I ask a dumb question about it?
Yeah.
Would it be like one person carrying?
No, it's normally two or three.
They're
normally in between two people, maybe one other supporter kind of lurking around to make sure the guy
doesn't able to do it with Nick, not so much Andy.
Yeah, Andy's a different
I don't know. With the Eagles offensive linemen, they might be able to do it with anybody.
They can get anybody. Look how easily they lifted up Saquon Barkley.
I know.
So, yes, I think pro football linemen, offensive and defensive, can figure out how to do it.
I think they can handle it. All right, let's keep it rolling. Maybe the most awkward yet endearing moment of the show this week was when Joe, at the end of, interviewing Nick Sirianni for the last time before he
I didn't know what to – let me just say this. Everyone listening, I did not know how to end the Sirianni interview.
Yeah,
that's very clear, buddy.
Yeah, all right, so let's hear it.
Here it is, Joe just trying to end the interview.
Hey, Nick, let me tell you this. Again, congratulations on what you've done to this point. You know this, but I'll say it. The town is beyond psyched. And we here with our show, and obviously WIP is a station – and I know I speak for the entire region when I say we truly wish you the best of luck in Super Bowl 59. And I don't know how else to put it other than good luck. And God bless you in the game, Nick.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick, stay well. Have fun out there, and we'll talk to you. Take care, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. James, I don't know what to say at the end other than good luck.
Yeah, just go win. Yeah,
go win. That'd be a little declarative. Like, Ruben, would that be a go win, Nick?
Nick, go win.
I think that's probably his goal, too. So he's got it.
I would say so.
Now,
all right,
you know what you sounded like there at the end when you didn't want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Like when you're first dating somebody and you don't want to be the one to hang up.
Well, it's just it's funny. So, and there it is. Yeah, that was pretty good. Really, that was a good line.
Thank you.
It was a good, and it was and a good it, it's a good line, especially because it's exactly like the perfect way to describe it.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a mess.
All right, let's keep it rolling. We had Jason Kelce talked about who he's rooting for, and very fairly, is going to root for his brother and also the Eagles. Our buddy Patrick in Tabernacle, one of our great callers, had a little fun with Kelce, saying, "I get it with the brothers, but then this happened."
The importance of my brothers in my life is so incredible, and like I don't know where I'd be without them. And when I listen to you guys, that really comes through, man. I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate it, Patrick. Let me ask you a question. If one of your brothers was playing for the Chiefs, who would you root for?
Oh, hell no. Listen. I would never root for my brother.
You're full of it, brother.
That was good. Because he's getting that question from everybody. He's just turning it around. That was well played by him.
Yeah, it was a good job by him and by Patrick. Well done. Speaking of Jason Kelce, two more. And one of them is when Jason Kelce sings Cher on the radio. I feel like we got to play it.
WIP.
You're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in life after love?
Nah, Jason, it's your song. This is your song.
I can feel something inside the sand. I really don't think you're strong enough now.
Bring it, Jason.
How can you not love this song?
It's a banger.
I don't care. If you don't love this song, you're wrong.
You can nail it.
Love it.
You know, I'll tell you this. The longer I've gotten to know him, he really is a free spirit.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
He really is.
Like, he would absolutely rather come on here and talk about Cher and a song than about sports. Like, in a second.
Yep, I agree with that.
No, he can really sing. Like, he was singing Cher well, and he knew Cher.
He was into it.
Knew the song. Yeah. Not her, the person. But, yeah, no, he knew it for sure. No question.
All right, one more. This is the famed Amy text. Joe, how mean were you? I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here's the end part that I think is the one Amy is referring to when you went after the caller's manhood.
Hail Caesar Hammer.
Wow. Well done. Well done, Amy.
What are we doing here?
Well done. Yeah. I went Caesar on his ass.
Hold on.
And then he called me Caesar.
That's such a dumb thing to have to say.
That's too bad.
I feel so bad
for him. Too bad.
You, oh, it's a bad slogan to be forced into. That was so bossy.
That's too bad. Too bad for him.
Oh,
he did it all for a hat and a shirt. Well, he won the hat and the shirt, but he lost his manhood.
No.
And with that.
Oh, all right, that was a little harsh.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The backstory, if you're just tuning in, I told the guy he'd get the hat and the shirt only if he said Hail Caesar Hammer. And he went there.
That's, you know, great.
Smart guy. All right, we got some good choices here. I like that one, but it's not going to win. So
I think it's three options. I think it's Jordan Davis, it's you telling BG to carry Sirianni, and it's you trying to get off the phone with Sirianni.
I think it's the end of Sirianni.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think that's probably
John,
the winner.
John, what do you make of it here?
Oh, man. I don't think it's you dawdling with Coach. That was
odd. Look at you calling him Coach now. You're coaching him.
No,
who's dawdling who?
I don't know who I mean, call him. Coach.
What does dawdling even mean?
I don't want to know.
I don't either. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, all right, so to waste time, sort of.
Which one do you think it is, John?
Jeez. I liked BG too.
Right, he's in on it. Ray, what do you think?
Can I vote BG?
You vote for whatever you want. I mean, sounds like it's going to be the end of Nick. But what do you think?
It's the end of Nick. Yeah. It's just too funny.
All right, Devin, that's where you're at?
Yes.
All right, end of Nick. Me and Nick, you know.
It was so awkward.
It was awkward.
You know the scene in Superbad when, oh my God, Michael Cera's character is like walking down the hallway and the girl's walking the same way? And he's like, bye, bye. That's what you were like with
him. All right. Well, score one for me and Sirianni teaming up. Really just me, unfortunately. All right. And there it is with that drop of the week. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Will in South Jersey. Will, what's going on, man?
Yo, yo, yo. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go.
You know it, Will.
Go Birds, man. Can I get a Go Birds, man? We're going to the
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Let's go! I remember in the beginning of this season, man, we were really skeptical about a lot of stuff with our three phases. But I'm going to tell you, we showed up the whole season, even though it's been skeptical.
Well, other than September.
Other than September. But I know it was a lot about Nick
That's
Sirianni
the preseason
too.
Now, Joe.
Right.
I know it was a lot about Nick Sirianni. He's going through this, he's going through that. Man, clap it up for this man. Two Lombardi trophies after 3 years, got to the Super Bowl twice.
Well, appearances.
Come on, man. Appearance.
Wow, that is a big difference. Two Lombardi trophies.
Very different.
Very different than what we've got going on.
Correct.
But yeah, moving forward, it's not to say that that's not in the future.
Yeah, Will, we're not trying to slow your roll down. We're just looking for a little accuracy.
Right. Correct. My fault, fellas. But no, seriously, though, man, championship rounds, us going to the Super Bowl. You know, like I said, I'm 31, man. I remember when my grandma was mad when we lost to the Patriots in with McNabb and Tom Brady and them and stuff like that, man. I've been an Eagles fan ever since.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And I'm telling you right now, man, I feel no more confident than right now. Chiefs losing, man. Like the lady said, I think she said she will blow them out 14 score points and up.
Yeah.
I think so, man. The Chiefs don't look good. They don't look good. They haven't covered the spread this whole season.
Probably well, their offense has taken steps back, but they still find ways to win. They do.
Yeah.
Will, give me an answer for what blows your mind, Will.
Oh, man, common courtesy of people nowadays. I don't know what happened to that. It's like
that's a good answer.
The window.
You're right. That's a good answer. James, do I owe Chuck from Mount Airy an apology?
I think so. Out. You know, he's trying to ratchet up this, like, shout-out to his old-school Eagles fans, and you just stepped all over it.
So if common courtesy was not displayed by me there, Chuck, if you're listening, sir, I do care about you, and I'm sorry if I was rude. I didn't mean to be. I was honestly just trying to joke around, but if I went too far, I apologize. John, the last caller, I forgot exactly the reference, but difference between winning and losing. And I mean this. Not trying to put you in a bad spot, John, but you were in two locker rooms where you lost, one that you played in and one that you were an injured player. But what is the half hour, hour like in the locker room after a Super Bowl is lost? What the hell? What is that like?
Yeah, fun memories, right? I mean, great to be asked about it.
So what is
for
it like,
all
John?
Of the joy that accompanies the idea of playing in the Super Bowl? It's your lifelong dream. You never envision the part where it's the wrong color confetti falling and the other side is cheering and rushing out onto the field where they're the happiest they've ever been. And it comes at your cost. It comes at a cost to you and the way that you feel and the way your family feels and the way your city feels. It never goes away. It never gets better. We know it's awful, and you can't fix it. That's the worst part. It's just always going to be.
Wow.
And no matter how hard you work now, you know, you have to hope you get there again to try to redeem it. And that's why those guys who played in 57 will be that much more motivated this time around. I'm so excited to see that. I expect those guys will be playing their best football, because they've been thinking about this opportunity for the last 2 years.
Well, Super Bowl coming up in 9 days. 215-592-9494 for your not so early thoughts, but halfway through from last week to this week almost for the game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.